This is the Blind Geek Zone. Blind Geek Zone podcast number 46 for April 13th, 2011. Hey, this is Rick, and I'm back for another Blind Geek Zone podcast. It's been a while since we've done one of these. We've done a couple of live casts here recently, or semi-recently, but we haven't really done any BGZ podcasts in a while, so let's fix that and do one today. All right, what we're going to be talking about today, this is a product review of the Sennheiser PC-166 headset. As a lot of you probably know, I've been using a Plantronics Audio 350 headset here since sometime in mid-2007. And it's been a very good headset, served me well, serves me well still. But I've had some issues switching over to Windows 7. And some reason or another, on my X5 sound card, I have to turn my 20 dB boost on in order to get good volume out of the microphone on it. It's not any fault of the headset, I know that, because it works perfect on the XP machine still, no problems. So, and I've been doing radio shows on ACBRI here since December on the Worldwide Legend. And I decided that I wanted something better than what I currently had. Like I said, the Plantronics Audio 350 is not a bad headset. It's a good general purpose headset. It'll definitely get the job done, and it sounds decent for the most part. But I started looking around, decided I wanted something a little higher end, and did some searching on Newegg and Amazon, and took some people's suggestions, and this is what I came up with. The Sennheiser PC-166 headset. That is Sennheiser. It's a fairly high-end audio. Sennheiser is. They're noted for high-end audio headsets and things like that. Headphones. And I read some reviews, and it's got really good reviews on Amazon and Newegg. It was rated, somewhere, I think Newegg gave it 5 eggs, and I think Amazon gave it like a 4.3 or 4.6 out of 5. So, I basically decided to give it a try. It's quite expensive. It's $139 at Newegg, $139.99, and at Amazon it was slightly cheaper, $134.99, and that's about as cheap as you're going to find this headset. I'm sure there's a lot of you out there saying, oh my god, you're kidding, $135 for a headset? Yes, and this isn't the most expensive Sennheiser headset out there, so... And it's not the cheapest either. There's one or two others that are about half the price of this and less. So, and as you can hear, it is a very, very good sounding microphone on this headset. This is rated as a gamer's headset, but a lot of the reviewers said it's very good for voiceover IP and other things. So, I thought I'd give it a try here just as a headset for doing some of the podcasts, live casts, and I've been using it for the last two or three shows on ACB Radio Interactive and Worldwide Legend as well, and everybody has said they really like the way it sounds, and I have too, so let's describe the headset. It's a monitor-type headset. So it's bigger. It's not, you know, like earbuds or over the ear. Those of you familiar with the Plantronics, the ear cups are smaller than they are on the Plantronics. These basically sit on your ears, although they're technically called circumoral, or I think that's what they call them. It's ear cups that go around the ears totally. These don't quite do that, but that's what they're called. So they're not pads. So just trying to make sure you understand what I'm talking about here. They're not pads. They're actually cups. And it's made out of plastic. It has a plastic headband that goes up and over, and then the headband on the top has a padding. I'm pushing around on it. You might be picking that up on the mic. The ear cups are made out of cloth. They are very comfortable. The back ends of the each ear speakers, I think, are slightly open. I feel grills on them, so maybe some kind of a passive bass port or something. Then on the left side, we have the swing down mic boom, and that swings up and down. Some people complained on reviews that it swings down too loosely, and I don't know. It's not all that loose to me. I think it's just fine. Some of the complaints on some people's reviews said that the plastic was too cheap, and some people said they'd even broke it. I honestly do not know how or why you would be able to break this, but I suppose for $135, $39, whatever, I think it lists for $150. Maybe the plastic could have been a little more heavy duty, but honestly, it's not bad, and if you're not abusive on headphones, you shouldn't have any problems at all. There's just no reason. The microphone has a noise cancellation circuit in it, I believe, and it has a windbreak on it, you know, that comes with it, a little foam thing that goes on it that cancels out your peas popping and things like that, and all that good stuff. All right, let's see here. The cable comes down off the left side, and it goes into a little inline doohickey that has a volume control and a mic mute on it, and it has a clip on it, so you can clip it to clothing or something. It also has a little plastic doohickey in the line that you can wind the cord around it. It's a 10 foot cord. Then at the end of the cord, we have two 1/8 inch plugs, stereo headset plug and a mono microphone plug. And also, this comes with a USB sound device, dongle, whatever you want to call it. Looks like the end of a USB plug. It's molded right into it. Has two lines, comes out for headphone and microphone. You can plug those right in, turn this into a USB headset just like that. That is what I'm doing right now. This is using this Sennheiser sound card that comes with the headset, and it works quite well. It definitely could be used as a sound card on a system. Sound quality is good. It's definitely better than, say, Realtek Audio. It's probably not as good as my Creative X5, but it certainly is not bad. So that's one other consideration for this headset. It can be used either as a USB headset or the older style 1/8 inch plugs. And I like that. That gives me flexibility. So that's another one of the reasons I bought it. Let's see, what else? It sounds great. The headphones are, the ratings on the headphones are 15 hertz to 23,000 hertz for the frequency response. What do they call that? The volume level. I believe it was rated at 114 dB, which is pretty high. The microphone has a very good rating. Most of these headset microphones have a very narrow range, maybe like 1K to 8K for the frequency response, something like that. Very narrow range. This has a 20 hertz to 20 or 15, oh, I can't remember now, 15 or 20 kilohertz. I think it's 15K. Very, very good headset. Very good microphone. Microphone picks up very, very well. I am in a basement here right now, and I'm in quiet settings, so you won't pick up anything. What I'm going to do is make a couple recordings, WAV files. They'll be short, probably 30 seconds or whatever. I'll put along with this podcast on the website. If you're listening to this through the feed, then you'll have to go to the website and go to the audio page and find this review. And I'll have a couple of different WAV files there with it that you can download or listen to, whatever you want. And basically, we'll let you see what this sounds like raw, no editing or compression or anything like that on the WAV files. I'll do one here just in a nice quiet environment. And Jeff Bishop wanted me to do something with like TV set running in the background and maybe a fan or something running in the background just to see how it still sounds. And I will do that. I'll make a couple short little files that way as well. But I am very, very pleased with it. A couple of the reviewers said it didn't have enough bass. It does not have super, super bass. So, if you're a rapper or whatever, you're probably not going to get the bass you want. But if you're just, listening to other types of music, I really don't consider it bad at all. I mean, it's a pretty smooth response across the frequency range, from low to high as to what it plays back, I think. And I'm not disappointed about that at all. It's it picks up every little thing too. So if you're playing, 128K MP3s or something, and it doesn't sound all that great, well, it's not the headset's fault. It's the MP3's fault. So, if you want to buy this to listen to, low-end music, may not be your kind of thing. But if you're wanting to listen to higher quality music, this is definitely definitely a good set to pick up. And if you're interested in doing recordings and you just want to use a headset instead of going through the mixer route and all that stuff, this will definitely do a very good job. I have no doubts of that, and I think you'll be very pleased as you listen to this as to how the microphone sounds. So, all right. Well, that is about it. I can't really do much more for the description. Oh, Jamie Paul's asked at one point, can it do like 5.1 or surround, things like that? No, it's just standard headset, 2.1. So it doesn't do anything that sophisticated. He asked if it had level controls, and no, it does not, but it seems to be very good at its pickup, as you can probably tell listening to this. So, all right, that will wrap this up. And like I said, if you're interested in this, you can get it at Newegg, www.newegg.com, or Amazon, www.amazon.com. It's $139.99 at Newegg, $134.99 at Amazon. And again, it lists for 150. So there you go. And one more time, it's a Sennheiser, Sennheiser PC 166 headset. All right, thanks for listening, and we'll be back with another BGZ podcast again real soon.